Well, a lot of money is being spent this week at the Republican convention in Cleveland, just like for any major event. And that's good news for merchants, no doubt. But what if you're a young delegate from out of town and you're in need of a hotel room, transportation, and food? Where do you get the money? Soraya Shockley of Here and Now contributor Youth Radio has this profile of one delegate who went to GoFundMe as his first stop.
Is that Chris Wallace?
My name's William Carter.
This was Will Carter's first day in Cleveland.
I just met Chris Wallace. He's on Fox News every Sunday. So I'm pretty excited.
Meeting famous political figures and pundits is one of the many reasons why the 18-year-old ran to become a Georgia delegate back in March.
At that point, it was all tunnel vision for me. I didn't care what they said. I wanted that delegate spot.
But it came with a price tag.
After I had won, I learned about the financial responsibility of being a delegate. I've almost spent close to $3,000, and I'll probably, by the end of this week, have spent close to $5,000.
There's no delegate plane. They buy tickets and fly coach just like the rest of us. At least most of the young ones do. The RNC books huge blocks of hotel rooms, but the delegates pick up the tab for that too. There are about 2,500 delegates. Add to that the alternates, volunteers, lobbyists, police, and press like me, and you end up with about 50,000 visitors to the Cleveland area this week. John Aldrich, political science professor at Duke, says the RNC is hoping all those dollars translate to more than a few swing state votes.
They hope to have a lot of good press about how important this convention was for our city, how much it's helped, look how much money it's brought in, look how much tourism trade will be up, and so on and so forth.
Aldrich says there's little evidence the convention bump translates to an actual bump on election day.
On the other hand, it's worth a shot. It's going to be someplace. It might as well be the place where, if all goes well, it'll be at least marginally helpful. It's simply, it might help.
It might help is what Will Carter, the 18-year-old delegate we heard from earlier, was hoping when he started a GoFundMe page. He set a goal of $10,000 to help pay for the trip, but only raised $1,000 from the crowdfunding site. No matter, says Will, because for a young delegate who hopes to someday be president, the convention offers a chance to be discovered.
I don't know if it's possible, but my hope is that they'll go, hey, wow, this kid's really young. Hey, would you like to speak? And I'd be like, heck yes. That's what it would be like in my little, you know, uncomplicated, perfect world.
Even if that doesn't happen, Will says, thanks to this story, his other goal for the convention has been realized. Making it into the national media. For Here and Now, I'm Soraya Shockley in Cleveland.
And Soraya's story was produced by Youth Radio.